You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Wisconsin National Guard representative updates us on the Guard's role in distributing coronavirus vaccine in the state, including with new mobile vaccination centers. Now, meal kits are a curated package of ingredients that aim to give you the tools you need to cook delicious meals at home. They often come delivered to your door. During a pandemic, when many are opting to eat in and maybe trying new things in the kitchen, we're going to get some advice on what to look for when picking out a meal kit delivery service that suits you. Jim Temmer is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Well, the Bureau put out a release on meal kits and what to watch out for. I assume you did that because these things are getting pretty popular these days. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned the pandemic. So not only do you have people staying at home, it's great to support our local restaurants, you know, and they need help all they can. But people are learning to stay at home, have a home cooked meal, and to learn. I mean, cooking is actually a fun and wonderful hobby. And when you make it easy for people, they're more apt to do it.
But one size might not fit all. Give us the lay of the land. What's kind of the standard for meal kits and what they come with?
Well, the standard simply is food. And after that, it's what you're looking for. Some people want as easy as possible. So they want everything kind of delivered, sauces made, things chopped up. Just, I'm going to mix it, I'm going to cook it, and it's done. Other people really do want to have some of the learning and home cooking experience. So they'll just give you the raw ingredients, and then you have to mix and make and produce it on your own. And it's really what you want to do. You know, there's differences in food quality. Obviously, budget is something to look at. People might not always want to go with the cheapest option because they want some better ingredients. So it's a time factor, how much time you want to put into it, how much money you want to put into it. But, you know, when people are delivering product right to your door and you don't have to go out and risk anything going to a grocery store, although, again, we support our local grocers as much as we can. It's really a good option for people, and more young people are taking advantage of this as well.
Before we dig in more into the specifics, one thing I wonder anytime I set up a subscription to something, whether it's a website, a newspaper, or a meal kit, or whatever, something where things are being deducted from a bank account or credit card or whatever, how easy is it to get out of these? When we're doing anything like that, whether it's a meal service or something else, how can we protect ourselves from the infinite recurring charge if we decide we want to get out later?
Well, you're a wise man in raising that question, Rob. I'll tell you, online free trial offer scams, especially in the new year, are all over the place. Weight loss pills, skin care. People have a lot of New Year's resolutions and they try and fulfill. And you can go online and find links to what look like news stories that aren't. Fake celebrity endorsements are out there. And the devil is in the details. You'll fill in your name and information, and way, way down at the bottom, after a lot of blank spot, they may have their terms and conditions. And if it isn't returned in 30 days, you have to pay the full price of it, and you might not get it till day 28. So like any of them, some of those are just out and out scams. A lot of these companies, you just want to do your homework. Like if you're purchasing anything, check and see with their customer service, because maybe something comes and the food isn't in good shape. You know, maybe something is bruised beyond repair, or heaven forbid, rotten, or you didn't get something. You want to know that you can call a number, talk to somebody, and get a refund. And if you have any problems with anything you're doing online with a subscription, the first place you go is your credit card. And you ask them to remove these charges, to end payments to that company because they broke the contract. Always use a credit card when you're going online. They have a lot more protections for you than any type of other payment.
Including debit cards? Is there a significant difference, credit versus debit card, for those kind of payments?
Yeah, some debit cards have some protections, but across the board, most credit cards have built-in protections where if there are unauthorized charges or you buy something and it never shows up, you may only have like a $50 fee that you're open to, or you might not even have to pay anything. Maybe that's why the interest rates are so high on credit cards, but it is a protection that's available from them.
Talking to Jim Temmer, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin, looking at meal kits. There are local and national ones out there. They're very popular. He's talking about good ways to shop to make sure you get what you want, what you need, and can cancel it if you want to get out. Jim, you were starting to get into some of the questions of, like, you know, if somebody goes to shop, the kind of questions they should ask. What other kind of things should we watch for if we decide, okay, maybe we want to dip our toes in the meal kit game? Well, that sounds kind of gross. Forget the toe. But we want to try meal kits. What are some of the things we should think about as we compare and contrast one to another?
Well, you know, people may have good expectations going in. They think they want to learn things. I don't know how many people know the difference between searing and braising or roasting and pan roasting. You can learn all of these things, but if you get a little too deep, they just deliver ingredients to you and they say, braise something at 500. You may not even know what that means. And learning might be part of what you're looking for, but that's great. But if you aren't looking for that much learning and you really are kind of a novice in the kitchen, you might want to go with one of the meal preps that's more complete.
I've been doing one of these, a local one. It's worked out. My only gripe is they underestimate how long it takes to cook a potato. I'm not going to make a complaint about that. I can add cooking time, no problem. But suppose somebody gets into one of these things. They have a dispute with the company. Can they reach out to a group like the Better Business Bureau for help or to report more serious problems than that?
Well, you bet you can. First of all, I mean, we're a place for reviews. We vet all of our reviews. We give businesses an opportunity to respond to those reviews and complaints. Of course, we've been doing for over 100 years. So if that company is based in Wisconsin, we will handle that. If it's a national company that's based in another state, a BBB station there can help you out. And we're really a neutral third party between buyers and sellers. And our mission is to increase trust in the marketplace. So we're looking for involved, interested consumers who make wise choices. That's why we're talking about this today. And we also want to try and create ethical, honest businesses.
Before I let you go, Jim, I want to switch gears radically here. I've seen some signs, including, I think, from your organization, that there are COVID-19 vaccine scams out there. Wow. Who would do that? But people do. What are you seeing?
From the beginning of this pandemic, the scammers have been operating in overtime. And you can see things on social media about, you know, sign up here to reserve your spot in line, or even people claiming to sell vaccines. And it's just ridiculous. You know, don't fall for any of this stuff. Go to a trusted news source like we're listening to right now here in Wisconsin Public Radio, or any of your local government agencies can help you out. And there are fake, you know, CDC websites out there. Remember, an actual government website will always end in .gov. So if they're claiming to be someone they aren't, that's a good way to start.
Jim, thanks as always for joining us today.
You bet. My pleasure, Rob.
Jim Temmer is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. He shared tips and advice on choosing a meal kit delivery service and to make sure you get what you're paying for.